Elissa Walker-Campbell back with you inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. And Sweet 16 action is underway right now, tonight. And we're getting ready to preview and break down some of the games. Our college basketball analyst, our contributor from Slam Magazine, of course, each and every week that's been joining us is Lee Klein. He is joining us right now on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Got to ask you first and foremost, Lee, is this your favorite time of the year?
Without question, this is the best time of the year. When basketball is in the center stage and we get to see these kids living their dream, and just it's exhilarating.
Absolutely. Okay, so the 2015 NC2A tournament, the second weekend of action is underway. Tonight we're going to highlight a couple of the teams left standing from the opening weekend. Up first and foremost, let's talk about Gonzaga and UCLA right here in Houston in the South region. How do you see this one playing out?
I think the Bulldogs of Gonzaga are a great fit here with their depth, size, and just so many shooters that the Bruins are not going to be able to keep up with them throughout this whole game. I think that UCLA was able to unleash Tony Parker against the smaller UAB Blazers, and Parker was just incredible that game. Mm-hmm. But now you got Karnowski, Sabonis, and even Kyle Wiltshire to deal with on the interior. And then the second thing is that UCLA doesn't do a terrific job guarding shooters. And with Gonzaga, that's what they've got. They're tops in the country in effective field goal percentage, and they have so many shooters they can put out on the perimeter. And if you want to go too far spread out, they will pound it inside to Karnowski and Sabonis. So many ways for Gonzaga to win this one, and they're just too much, too tough for UCLA.
Okay, so Gonzaga, as you're talking about, they've got depth, they've got size, they've got the shooters, but the Bruins, they were, a bit of a surprise pick in the NC2A tournament. They certainly have justified this selection, right?
Well, they've been fortuitous. This is how it is today, that 4 months of mediocrity could be flushed away if you have a good weekend in the NCAA tournament.
So true.
So UCLA, they've had a good week, and so their season's been saved.
Do you view them as a bit of a Cinderella?
No, not when you're talking about the one with the most banners, most Final Fours, and most championships. They can never wear that slipper. But, I give them credit for the adjustment they made. They had three guys leave for the NBA, and now at least they're right in that position of being, playing this second weekend and trying to continue to advance. They are the beast of the West Coast. I mean, they are the program that everyone's trying to emulate.
You are listening to the voice of Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, of course, owns and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camp. He's joining us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And, of course, Steve Alford, in his second season with the Bruins, an assessment of the job that he has done.
I think this has been one of his better coaching jobs for two reasons. One, getting guys ready to step up with the departures. I think he's done a great job with Norman Powell. I think Kevon Looney, the freshman, has really been able to showcase his talent. He was able to keep Tony Parker engaged even with his, let's say, underwhelming year last year. He's been able to get a lot out of him. But most impressively is, when you're coaching your sons, that's a unique dynamic, and I don't think there's a player in the country that's improved more than Bryce Alford, his son. And so I think that he deserves a lot of credit for being able to nurture that along and get Alford now, who was once really just an outside shooter, to really be a facilitator and a leader on the court.
Well, Steve Alford, he is in the Sweet 16 for just the third time in his coaching career. But I want to back up for a moment. Let's talk some more about Gonzaga. This is their 18th straight NC2A tournament. How dangerous is this team? I mean, do you see them advancing to the Final Four?
I do see this as a Final Four team. They've got all the ingredients. They've got good defenders, Gary Bell, Kyle Drangonis. They've got the post defense with Karnowski, a space eater. They've got energy guys, but shooting the basketball. I mean, to me, there's very few teams in the country that could score the basketball from the as well as they can from the places they can on the court. The only thing, the biggest question always with Gonzaga is, are they tough enough? And I do think this year, in the senior, the senior year for Pangos to, if you will, ride out in the sunset after what's been four incredible years, I think this is their time to shine. And they make it to the Final Four.
Okay, March Madness right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, we are interactive. We love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview with our Lee Klein at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Now, the game that is coming up, 9:45 Eastern Time, the number one seed, Duke Blue Devils and Utah. This could truly be one of the best games of the weekend, correct?
It definitely has that possibility. Now, Duke really shocked me with their last game with how great they were defensively, picking up San Diego State right over half court and taking them out of their offense, really blew up their offense. I don't think they'll have that success against this Utah team who has much better perimeter players, including which should be an All-American. I think he's an All-American in DeLon Wright, who their dynamic point guard, who is as good a defensive guard as there is in the country. Excellent slash into the basket. Not a great outside shooter, but for that they've got Jordan Loveridge, Brandon Taylor, these guys, as well as a little bit of Dakari Tucker. These are the guys that they rely on from the perimeter. And then in the post, the Poeltl man, Jakob Poeltl, and then they've got Baczynski off the bench. So offensively, I think Utah will just be fine. It's defensively, how are they going to stop a Jahlil Okafor who seemed possessed and on a mission and was complemented really with Justice Winslow, who's now become an assertive offensive player and playing with great confidence. So Duke, how can Utah stop Duke? Well, they really got to scheme in the post to be able to get the ball out of Okafor's hands because he's about 40 pounds heavier than Poeltl inside. So how it starts with that, and they need to have Duke off from the three-point line. I think Duke survives this game, but this will be a tough game, and I think Larry Krystkowiak has something planned in regards to the post defense to get the ball out of Jahlil Okafor's hands.
Yes, and I do have Duke surviving this game, but share a little bit about Utah, because not very big expectations, I would say, going into the tournament. I mean, they survived the first round, and really you were talking about the play of DeLon Wright. I mean, he has been really huge and a big part of their formula for success.
Yeah, interestingly enough, Utah is in the top 20 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. There's not many teams that can say that. Here's a team that's shoots over 40% from the three, and really, to me, the key guy is not necessarily the most talented guy, but Brandon Taylor, at all of listed as 5'10", probably more like 5'8", is sort of like this little engine that could for Utah. He has that motor and the energy, and he gets the whole team really jacked up, if you will. And when he is on and he hits a couple of shots, it really provides an extra dynamic to this team. And I really believe he's the key guy when you talk about Utah and how they go. Loveridge, really good off the wing and in the corner. But to me, Brandon Taylor is kind of the X factor. You're going to see DeLon Wright taking the ball a lot to the basket. You're going to see Poeltl good from 12 feet and in. To me, if Brandon Taylor can provide a couple of outside shots and some threes, that'll be that dimension they need to continue on. And this game promises to be a war.
Well, another game we're going to have my eye on, of course, is my Oklahoma Sooners as they face Michigan State. We are short on time. So many matchups that I wanted to get into. And, of course, Lee Klein has been joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Thank you so much, Lee.
My pleasure.
You bet. Stick around. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Getting ready to tee it up, talk some golf with Tim Scott.